RSLD, NJ08, T-Bot.
From G1SRD Mobile.
Morning, Phil. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm going to record this, same as every other day, mate.
Very good. Might see some rain today. Predicting rain here for later on for today.
Predicting thunder, actually.
Okay. Oh, well, mixed bag then. But it needs to start after 12, because it's Wednesday, so plan to be in the park. It's not raining here at the moment. It's not better at the moment. What's it saying? 14 degrees.
Not raining here at the moment, are there? 15 degrees. But there's an amber warning for the majority of the UK. It's the central part anyway, but I don't think it's blowing until later anyway, Lance. From the weather, it looks like it's coming up from the sort of Devon, Cornwall and across the country, like some from the south coast as well. So, but there's a big amber warning out. Amber or yellow anyway, warning for rough with thunder anyway, like so. It'll do what it'll do from G1SRD Mobile.
You stay up to what it do. Yeah, you're right there. We'll see what happens. Because it could do is, although we had some rain last week, we still would do some more because the rain we had last week and all the plants having some lot up, so I could do with some more. I might see some rain again tomorrow if it goes what they say. We'll see what happens.
Of course we need more, mate. We need months of it. That's what we need. Months of it. That's what we want. You know, one day, a week isn't enough for anything, really, like, from G1SRD Mobile. We're still in a drought situation. You do realise that just because we had a bit of rain, you know, we haven't come out of it.
Don't want to drown, you're right there. But we still got an ice pipe down here. As far as I know, there's still no ice pipe down here.
Well, all I can say is if you're using a hose pipe, you must be stupid.
I guess. I mean, most of the grass has gone brown. When it does rain over there, it'll bounce back. It's very resilient stuff, grass, so when it does, and it will, it'll bounce back.
Say again, if you're using a hose pipe, you must be stupid.
Yeah, just saying, not the barge of things. Anyway, you went through right in the middle of nowhere yesterday, around to Peterborough, and then somewhere, someplace not too far from where you live, and then back down to Peterborough and then home. So you went somewhere right in the middle of nowhere.
Probably is in the middle of nowhere, but it's been there for years, mate. It's been there for, I don't know, 40 years or more, like, so there's nothing back to you in the middle of nowhere. It is a factory, like, from G1SRD Mobile.
Factory? Well, you wrote what they make, biscuits, I'm guessing.
Heard me wrong, mate. These are 12 inches across.
About 12 inches across. Just go again.
You're totally wrong. What they make is 12 inches across.
Pizzas, I guess.
Bigger than, see? I'm good at describing it, then, aren't
I? Sort of start. Oh, okay. So I think they're cool, right? A large or regular pizza, 12 and a foot across, that'd be, you know, a regular large pizza, that size.
Be whatever size you want to make it, mate, as long as you've got an oven big enough for cooking it, innit?
Yeah, so as long as it fits in the oven so you can put it in there and cook it, yeah. Or if it's not, just cut it up into bits and make it smaller so it does.
Yeah, defeats the point, though. You always cook a pizza whole and then you cut it up, mate. You then cut it up generally first and then cook it, right?
This is true. Anyway, we have to wrap now. Well, I want to go out somewhere. Got front door, and there's a bag of apples on the front doorstep for me. So I think the folk across the road got the tree and got some money. So I got a bag of apples given to me yesterday. That was nice.
I'd say you tried them. Are they nice? I'm not looking for them. Are they sour? No, are they eating apples or cooking apples? So what are you going to do with them then?
apples because I got some last year. They got a tree at the back. And they, I mean, they have some themselves, but they've got so many. So I had one, and it was nice. Yeah, I bet they were. Oh, they're definitely eating apples. They're cooking apples. They're just normal apples. So I had one yesterday, and that was nice.
Bag for how many? You mean like a carrier bag for
standard size carrier bag? I don't know, 40 foot, something like that.
So you got a lot of apples to eat then, ain't you? Or are you going to make something with them?
I think I might give next door some of them. Oh, no, I certainly have some of them by the time I got through, so I think I might give some to next door. Five of them, sir, so they'll have them.
Why don't you make something out of them then, and store them? You know, put them in the freezer or put them in jars or whatever.
That's a thought. Anyway, I'll think of something. Anyway, where are you off to today? I'm guessing, what is it? 6:21. So you text to or Market Drayton. Morning, it might be in Eastwood.
If I was going to either of them, mate, I'd be well past yours by now, aren't I? Market Drayton. I'd probably be another half an hour. I'd probably be pulling over for an hour before I got there, aren't I? I'm coming into Nottingham.
Okay, into Nottingham. Roger. Anyway, I did some calling yesterday morning. The M7KBY, Mick came back to us, QSM, yeah. I got hold of Gobin as well yesterday as well, yeah, the QSO of Gobin yesterday.
Well, you didn't talk to him on Sunday, because he was definitely on with Stuart and that lot, and Andre from G1SRD Mobile.
Oh, I don't remember him on Sunday. All right, man, there you go. API, oh, it's just updated. So you got Bartis's area, have you?
Half of the A52 from
Bantam,
from G1SRD Mobile.
Yeah, you got that level with Bartisford. It's updated a minute ago.
Well, technically I'm on the bypass of Bartisford, but that bypass is about 4 or 5 miles long, so Elton on the Hill is my next destination in from G1SRD Mobile.
Now I'd ask him there. We lost Dolly Parton yesterday. 8 sets of good innings, but she'll be sadly missed.
Oh, yeah. Heard that last night, actually. Well, yesterday evening. Yes, she was 80. She did an awful lot for charity, including in the UK, like for reading and things like that, from G1SRD Mobile.
Did three concerts in Nottingham at the Motor Point Arena, apparently. She did three concerts in Nottingham as well. She came there and did three concerts at Motor Point Arena sometime in the past.
She's been cancelling a lot of concerts just recently, and she goes a bit out anyway, like, so. But I know she does an awful lot for reading and writing and stuff. She donates lots of books to places in the UK, like. She's been on the telly for that, like, so. But I suppose it's something that comes to us all one day, like. Well, if she was suffering, she ain't suffering no more. From G1SRD Mobile.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, apparently under 5, because books are from like 0 to 5, or under 5-year-olds. I see our support, so I'm going to take a final now.
7-3 for now. Enjoy the day, mate. From G1SRD Mobile. Don't do any watering.
Yeah, and in the one Chevrolet Delta, Mike. Okay. I think it might be sorting badger damage out, because I went up Monday afternoon and had a look at where the camellia house is, the two fields there, and the badger damage was, I've never seen it so bad. It was terrible. It's like a ploughed field, so we're probably sorting that out, I thought, because I went up Monday afternoon and had a look, and from the badges was a lot.
got the rights to live as well, mate. And if they're hungry, they've got the rights to eat as well. Otherwise, we'll shut all the shops and see what damage we cause when we want food. You know, they're only living, mate. They're only doing what they need to do to survive. 7-3 for now from G1SRD Mobile.
Oh, yeah, I guess, well, the other option is put food down for them. Put some food down for them, let them get that, for making a mess of the lawn. 7-3.
There you go, then. Do that, then. But they eat meat to us, remember that. You know, don't put a plate of mashed potato down, you know. They probably want a steak or something like that.
What to eat is a steak, but some folk, what, for? The only thing I about are their eggs. Other than that, anything goes bar eggs. Oh, well, I'm going to go QRT.
Meat eaters, they want meat. All right, bye-bye for now from G1SRD Mobile.